You're listening to the After the Stork podcast, Infant and Toddler Sleep with Megan Robert, episode 13. With this episode, you will learn about 8 different reasons that sleep can be thrown off that parents often misread as signs that a child is ready to drop a nap. AKA, you're going to learn what to evaluate in order to avoid dropping a nap too early. Welcome to the After the Stork podcast, Infant and Toddler Sleep with Megan Robert. That's me, creator and host. If you have an infant or toddler and sleep is a priority for your family, if you want to create healthy sleep habits and a strong and safe sleep foundation for your little one, if you desire a predictable schedule that permits time for things like self-care, date nights, and planned outings, if you need your bed back or want your child sleeping in their own sleep space and desire to follow safe sleep guidelines, if you crave an overall well-rested and thriving family, well, you've come to the right place. As an infant and toddler sleep consultant, I built this podcast to bring you all things infant and toddler sleep and sleep training so that you can have the confidence in making informed decisions that are best for your family when it comes to your child's sleep. Your child is worth it. Your family is worth it. And moms, dads, you are worth it. Now let's dive in. Welcome, Stork community. This episode covers a topic that is so valuable but often overlooked, and that is what to consider in order to avoid dropping a nap too early. What are the reasons that sleep could be thrown off but sometimes are not considered before jumping straight to the conclusion that a nap needs to go? Throughout the younger years, children experience so many milestones and transitions. And while these moments are often exciting and necessary, they can be somewhat frustrating if they cause your child to experience struggles with sleep. Before immediately assuming that a nap needs to be dropped, first consider and evaluate what else could be throwing things off. So let's talk about why dropping a nap too early is an issue, the very first thing to do, and 8 reasons other than needing to drop a nap that sleep might not be going well. First, why is dropping a nap too early an issue? Dropping a nap too early can cause a snowball effect of an overtired child. And often when someone thinks that a child is ready to drop a nap, that child is already tired. So this could exacerbate the issue if dropping a nap is not the right route to go. And a child to miss out on valuable sleep, well, we want to avoid this if possible. You see, not all sleep is equal, and each nap plays different roles in your child's development. Sleep in general contributes to brain development, physical development, memory and learning, language and communication skills, regulation of emotions, health, and the list goes on and on. Second, the very first thing to do if you think your child might be ready to drop a nap. First, evaluate the 5 components of Ezra Plus, as I explained in episode 3 of this podcast. We first need to evaluate the 5 major components that can help or hinder sleep. If your child has been struggling to sleep in general for a while, it will be hard to know if they truly need to drop a nap if they are just overtired in general. Now, for what to consider prior to dropping a nap in order to avoid doing so too early. While this list is not exhaustive, these are 8 major culprits that I experience with clients, I hear about in our Stork community, and I witness among other parenting communities. Number 1, teething. Possibly one of the most obvious reasons, but not always. Teething can be a real bia. When working with a client who has an infant or toddler, if the child was doing well and the parents are doing everything possible to help with sleep, but then all of a sudden the child seems to be backtracking, after double-checking Ezra Plus, of course, one of my questions is, are you noticing any teething happening? Even if teeth aren't showing, redness of gums, hands, or anything else that they're constantly putting into their mouths, drooling constantly. For some kids, teething is a breeze, but for others, it can be painful. And laying down when there are any issues around the ear, nose, and throat area, it can be very uncomfortable, hence causing sleep to be difficult. I mean, have you ever tried sleeping when you were in pain or uncomfortable? I know for myself the answer is yes, and it is not easy. You know that monthly visit from Aunt Flo? Well, I generally experience one night of excruciating pain, which makes it very difficult for me to sleep no matter how tired I am. I have a hard time falling asleep and staying asleep. And guess what? Children, they're no different. They're humans just like you and me. Number two, illnesses. Often with an illness, sleep can get thrown off. And after an illness is gone, sleep might remain that way if a parent is unaware, not making the connection between the two. I actually had a client whose son we had helped with sleep when he was around 1 year of age. A few months later, I received a text saying that he had started to wake again for a feeding which had originally been dropped, and mom was asking if that was normal. As we were discussing his sleep, I asked, "The first time the night feedings came back, why did you go to feed him? Was he up for a while?" Her reply was, "Oh, duh. He was sick a couple weekends ago. Fever, couldn't breathe. Not sure how I forgot that." So you see, illnesses or teething, those types of things can throw off sleep. And while we often think, man, that would be so obvious, you might not realize it due to all the other things that are going on in life. When you're a parent, life is busy, and sometimes it is hard to see the forest through the trees. It can be hard to take a step back and see what really is going on. 3, changes in bowel movements. This could be due to changes in diet, timing of meals, growth spurts, teething, your child's overall schedule. There are so many different reasons that could contribute to this. And I'm no expert in the field of nutrition and bowel movements, but those are several reasons that sleep could be thrown off due to your child pooping, which I often see happening for children who are dropping that AM nap. It's usually around that time that I have past clients reaching out to me because their child is waking early in the morning or waking early from a nap due to a poopy diaper. Numbers 4 and 5 of 8 are learning a new skill and going through a new milestone or leap. I say these two together because they often go hand in hand. They can make falling asleep more difficult and can cause more wakings with a difficult time going back down, especially when a child is excited to practice a new skill. For example, rolling over, crawling, sitting, pulling up, walking, babbling, talking. There's so many things that our children are learning and picking up on around their environment that when they're going through these transitions and learning something new, it's normal that they might be awake for a period of time when you think, why aren't they sleeping? If your child is already a great sleeper, let them be. Just because they're awake at a time that we expect them to be sleeping does not mean that you need to go into their room. Your social engagement with them can actually encourage them to stay awake longer as they go through that milestone, and once they're over it, to continue waking in the middle of the night. So if your child is already a good sleeper and they're going through something like this, do your best to just give them space while they are going through it. But if you are someone whose child is always struggling with sleep and they already wake frequently, or they take short naps or no naps, things like that, then that is something where we want to go back to Ezra Plus. We want to look at those areas and create a sleep plan to figure out how you're going to help your child with those wakings that normally children can transition between when they have that skill of independently falling asleep and connecting sleep cycles. Number 6 of 8 things to consider before dropping a nap, changes. Changes can cause your child to be a little thrown off. Children thrive off of structure and routine, so when we throw a wrench into that, it is normal for your child to be clingy, to be whiny, to be unsure of what's going on, looking to you for reassurance. So some things to consider that would fall under this topic of change, a move. If you're welcoming a new sibling, your child starting daycare or getting a new babysitter or nanny, a parent traveling, or something that is common in the area that I live in because it's a military area, is that a parent is deployed. Divorce, death, both death of a human or a pet, any major life change. Out of all of these changes I mentioned, the most common that I see and experience is when a family is welcoming a new baby into the family, a new sibling for the child. So when welcoming a new sibling, sleep can be thrown off for a couple of reasons. One, children often revert back to the baby stage for a bit as this gets attention and they are fighting for that attention with a newborn. And this is absolutely normal. Two, parents are not as vigilant and/or are a bit more lenient with boundaries, which is also understandable as being vigilant and sticking to boundaries and rules takes energy. And, well, newborns, they can kind of suck that energy away. Think about the changes going on in your life and consider how you can help your child through those while helping them get back on track with their sleep. And of course, if you need or want help with this, If you'd like support to be either proactive in any of these areas or you want to try to help your child through any changes more quickly, more efficiently, feel free to reach out to me. You can reach me on social media at afterthestork.megan, M-E-G-A-N, that's on Instagram and Facebook, or you can go to afterthestorksleep.com/book online and you can book a 15-minute discovery session with me to discuss your situation and figure out if my services and which ones would be right for you. Now back to the different things to consider before going straight to the idea that your child is ready to drop a nap. Number 7 of 8 is daycare. Now I know I mentioned daycare already with changes, but in that segment or that portion of this, I was referring to starting daycare, like daycare is completely new. What I'm referring to here is the fact that daycares are often the reason that children will drop naps too early, because daycares often force children to drop a nap when they are moving into a new classroom. I will be diving into this topic more in a future podcast episode, so I'm not going to dive in too much here, but it is something to note that if you are ahead of the game and you're being proactive, when you are looking for a daycare for your child, consider whether or not that daycare is going to allow your child to drop their naps naturally, or if they're going to force them to do it a little earlier in order to move them up to the next classroom. And if you have a daycare that you're already attending and you really like it, or you found a daycare that you want your child to attend that you really like, there are ways to be strategic if your schedule allows for it, where you can figure out how to allow your child to keep a nap while still sending your child to that daycare. But again, I'll be diving into this topic of daycare in another episode. There is plenty to talk about where I believe this topic of daycare deserves its own episode. All right, number 8 of 8. If you listen to the podcast frequently, you might be able to guess this one, and I've already mentioned it, but Ezra Plus discussed in episode 3. Now I know, I've already mentioned it. I mentioned Ezra Plus ahead of going through all 8 of these, but it's important enough to also add it into this list. But I'd like to focus mostly on the S portion of Ezra Plus, schedule. If your child is not sleeping well and never really has or has not been for a while, again, look first at the basic foundation of your child's sleep prior to dropping naps. But if your child has been sleeping well for the most part and recently has experienced issues, while I still suggest that you evaluate all 5 areas of Ezra Plus, you most likely need to evaluate and adjust your child's schedule. If a child is not sleeping at a time best for their age and individual self, this can cause a harder time for them to fall asleep and to connect sleep cycles. And as children grow and develop, their schedule also needs to evolve, but it's not always going to happen automatically. We have to be our children's timekeepers. If we don't, and they are sleeping on a schedule that once was working for them but no longer is, it can make it harder for your child to sleep for a longer duration. It can also make it harder for them to fall asleep. Sometimes this is due to a schedule adjustment that needs to be made. So for example, maybe you just need to shorten one of the naps. Another reason for this might be due to inconsistency of your child's schedule. So are you being consistent? Are you providing that regularity for your child's schedule that I talked about in episode 2, where we talk about what is healthy sleep? Are you catering to your child's sleep? And sometimes it's just a matter of overextending your child with too many activities. Is your child so busy that you're not able to pick up on when they are tired? Are they so busy that they are kind of in like hyperactive mode and they're not able to relax? They're kind of wired. So these are some things to consider when you're looking at especially the schedule, but again, we also want to evaluate all 5 components of Ezra Plus. So let's recap the 8 areas that we should evaluate before assuming a child is ready to drop a nap. 1, teething. 2, illnesses. 3, change in bowel movements. 4, learning a new skill. 5, going through a new milestone or leap. 6, changes. 7, daycare. And 8, Ezra Plus with an emphasis on the schedule. You see, when you know what could potentially throw off sleep, you are then better able to make an informed decision for your child regarding naps. This is a common reason that past clients will reach out to me. In fact, just last week, I had an email from a past client that read, "I was wondering if I could ask you a few questions about dropping a nap. My son has been all out of sorts the past 3 to 4 days and inconsistent, so I'm just trying to figure out what to do from here. I did read up on the document you sent a while back that discusses signs of when to drop a nap. He just turned 15 months, April 29th, and is showing a few signs, but I'm unsure. So this mom, who is a past client of mine, she knew to reach out and that her child might be ready to drop a nap given the signs. In general, what I see happening is a lot of people just really appreciate some reassurance that they're heading in the right direction. It minimizes the amount of days that they go struggling, which can turn into a big snowball effect of overtiredness, and it allows them to take the appropriate steps more quickly. After that email, we hopped on the phone, discussed what's going on, and all signs pointed to baby was ready to drop a nap, and that is what mom did. I checked in with her about a week after we had spoken, and they were all back to normal. So, you see, when you understand sleep, you have a better understanding of when to expect transitions and what to even look for that might indicate that your child is ready. Tune in for the next episode of the After the Stork podcast, which will be a continuation of this topic. You now know what to consider prior to assuming that your child is ready to drop a nap. The next episode will be about when is it typical for naps to drop based on age, the order in which naps should be dropped, and what signs to look for to know whether or not your child truly is ready. And if you want a guide to go along with today's episode and to get a jump start for the next one, get your copy of Is It Time to Drop a Nap at afterthestorksleep.com/Is It Time to Drop a Nap. I will also include that link in the show notes. As always, remember that your child is worth it, your family is worth it, and you are worth it. Thanks for tuning in to the After the Stork podcast. Be sure to subscribe, rate, review, and share this podcast. By doing all of those things, you can help me to reach more families in need of guidance with their little ones' sleep. And if you don't already, follow me on Facebook and Instagram using the handle afterthestork.megan. That's afterthestork.megan. And if you desire support with your little one's sleep journey, you can reach out to me directly on either one of those platforms. I hope to see you there.